Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mark Dupler from the Miami Dolphins. You are talking sports with Randy Harris.
That display album that said Torta Pizza to Johnny Fairplay.
Yeah, I needed my replacement.
It was a parting gift.
I need my replacement. I like that.
You're the one that wanted to give it to him.
I didn't know how I wanted to show it to him.
Why would you?
Because he's a vinyl guy. Thought it was a cool concept.
I know how you can get another one. So let's talk about that real quickly. Last week, Janet Corbin, Mama C, and Johnny Fairplay came here on Wednesday. They did a big thing. And there's one tonight in Charlotte.
Yeah.
So Survivor's tonight, and House of Villains is tomorrow. And it was pretty cool. I'll tell you what. It was weird. It was weird.
Yeah.
And I remember Mama C, who was on Survivor, who's now engaged to Johnny Fairplay, who we talked about, you know, his big thing. She goes, how weird it is that they're showing House of Villains, and three of the House of Villains are at this event. Right? It is weird. Right. I mean, we know what TV is, and I get all that.
Right.
But when we went and walked into the hotel room, and Bananas was there, after I just got through watching the entire season of The Challenge.
Okay. I don't know any of these shows.
I don't either.
I mean, I didn't even know who they were. Like, I'm being honest. Like,
well, that's because you don't watch.
I don't watch TV. I don't know anything about them.
So the three that came here last Wednesday were all on different seasons of Survivor.
Right.
Okay. And then when we went on Thursday, it was three that are on House of Villains, which is another reality show.
And what's the concept of House of Villains? Like,
they're all villains.
But they live in a house, like they,
yeah, it's
they
the same
compete
thing.
In games.
It's,
like,
it's the okay, right. They compete. They're going to boot people out.
Okay.
We were told some things that makes reality TV not very reality
because the script.
It's right. It's not very.
It's like
real.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
That's why it makes sense to be a Hogan's because they're all fake, like you say.
Pretty much. pretty much. So we walk in, and then there's a young in her 20s girl there, and I'm looking at her. And I go, and I asked one of the guys, I go, what show is she from? And they're like, oh, no, she's not from any show. She's just, well, I later found out she was on The Challenge this year as well.
Oh, okay.
Local. She's going to come to the new studio.
Nice.
She wants to go to a Bucks game. She wants to go fishing.
Okay.
So we're going to, you know, kind of bring her in. Johnny Bananas, where his big villain came from. So when he was on The Challenge, he's won it 7 times.
Okay.
It says something that you've won it 7 times.
Sure.
Because The Challenge is all of, I think it's from 3 shows. I think it's The Amazing Race, Survivor, and Big Brother.
Okay.
Okay. And they compete, and then whoever wins that week, they nominate a male and a female. And
right.
Then the entire house nominates a male and a female. And they literally fight it out. It's a contest. It could be whatever. They've had this thing where it's like a really short, shallow, like hallway, and you have to run through each other.
Okay.
It's cool.
So, okay. So let me ask you this question then. Is it similar to, let's say, since you said fight it out, the BKFC, when it first started, the roster was small and the guys got a lot more fights. The same guys fought more often. Like, you know, guys that aren't even a part of the promotion now anymore, aren't, you know, part of it because it grew so much. And then the talent and the waiting list and people would join in. So, you know, if you win something so much in the very beginning, like 7 times, before it becomes like the mainstream, is it holding the same amount of weight as if you win it now at this point?
Yeah, you know, I think so. I don't know the years that he's won them, you know, but he was in the finale. The cool thing, if you watch The Challenge, what I liked is they kept trying to kick this one guy out, and every time he went to the challenge portion where it's 2 and then the winner wins and stays, they tried to eliminate him for like the last month and a half, and he continued to win, and then he ended up winning the whole thing. So that's kind of one of those feel-good stories. We're going to have some of the challenge. There's a challenge podcast that my buddy does, and he's heavily involved in wrestling as well. So the day of the Royal Rumble, they're going to be at Abe's place, or Mugs and Jugs,
okay,
which Abe used to own. And we're going to provide the transportation. We're going to go hang out with them, and you'll get to meet some more.
You know, I have an opportunity for you. I don't know if you have any interest in this
probably
opportunity.
Not. Anything coming from you?
It's a business opportunity. So here's what I need. I need your credit card.
Yeah, you've already roped me into another one of those.
No, I didn't rope you into nothing. But here's the opportunity. Have you ever heard of a game called Dungeons and Dragons?
I've heard of it.
Okay, so Steve, the producer, is going nuts. Like, did you see that excitement?
Well, he looks like the dragon.
He is. I mean, I'm sure he has.
And he's probably been in a dungeon.
What level of body armor do you have, Steve? Okay, so he's fully armed.
Right.
Okay, he's equipped. But here's the thing. So my neighbor, I was walking his dog, Lucky, my dog, Milo, walking to school. We're having a conversation.
The dogs are walking to school?
It's a play date. You know, they're just kind of walking together. He and I start a conversation. I'm like, what do you do, by the way? He's like, well, I used to be a teacher. I was like, okay. I was like, cool. So we start talking. I was like, well, what do you do now? He goes, ever since COVID, he goes, I host Dungeons & Dragons online games. And he makes more money. Mm-hmm. Hosting online Dungeon Dragon games. And I said, you know, Randy has the radio show. We interview all these fighters, and they're all into gaming. They're all sitting around hotels during fight week, bored, out of their mind. They don't want to go out. They don't want to be distracted. They're in a weight cut. I was like, well, I'm sure there's a symmetry there where, you know, we could have like a hosted games, get all the UFC guys involved, get all the fighters involved, and we could actually be a part of this like digital online gaming platform.
Yeah, because nobody has thought about that before. Oh, how about this one? Nice email we just got.
Yeah.
Credentials for the Daytona 500.
Hey.
Yeah. Like that.
Nice. Let's go.
Have you ever been?
The Daytona 500? I did.
Have you ever been to a NECAR race?
Yes. Did. I went to Daytona for the Firecracker 400 once.
All right. The July.
Huh?
That's July.
I went to the Brickyard 400 in Indy. And then I went to Indy 500 like 3 years in a row.
Have you ever kissed the bricks?
I did. I was on the track. I got to drive my Camaro. I had a 97 Brickyard 400 Camaro pace car. It had the orange hugger stripes, the white rims, white leather.
All right, enough about you.
And then they had track day, and you could take your car on the track and drive a lap. And so you got the experience of, you know, kiss the brakes, and you got to drive the car one lap.
So which would be better, you driving your car or sitting in an Indy car and letting them drive? It's not even close.
My car.
No way.
Yeah, because the cars are crowded. There's no AC. The microwave barely works.
But it does work. So kinda. You can pop a hot pocket.
Look, my car had a convertible. And I was free. I had the wind in my hair.
Since we pick up new listeners, you know, all the time, my one story, and I've done it a couple times on the racetrack. I've been very fortunate. So at last year's CES, Steve and I went and got to do a ride. And I was livid at Steve, kind of like I was you earlier today.
Yeah.
So I'm next.
You really have temper issues.
I'm next.
Okay.
Right? And I got disrespected, just like you think you did. And Steve jumped in front of me.
Oh, he does that.
Okay? So he gets two laps.
Yeah.
All right. So then I go, I get one lap. Now, I'm not happy, right? Yeah. It's just not right. It's not fair.
Doesn't know his role in the hierarchy.
Well, it's not even that. I'm not necessarily mad at him. I'm mad that, yeah, he jumped in front of me, because if I would have gotten in that car, I would have gotten two laps. And he kept saying, not my fault. He told me to go. He told me to go. And well, I gave my phone to an Indy driver. Okay.
Yeah.
It was his dad that took me around, but he's an Indy driver as well. So he filmed it. Later that night, we're looking, and he's like, no, you got two laps. And I go, no, I didn't. I'm telling you, I didn't. And then we looked at the video, and we have a video of me in the car going around the start finish, which is telling you what? I'm on my second lap.
Oh, wow.
Because you're coming out of the pits. So if you're coming out of the pits and you're curving left, you know, that's where the start finish line is, right?
Yep.
A little bit. So if there's a photo of me in a car over the start finish line, that means I got two laps.
Okay.
These cars go so fast.
Yeah.
I literally thought we turned twice. I would do that over drive my own car.
Did you apologize to Steve for the error and omissions?
I'm sure I did. I'm sure I picked up a caffeine-free coach.
You think he gets so much because of his blonde hair, and they like at first glance, they're like, oh, that's a hot blonde chick. And then they're like, oh, wait. Oh, he's already got a second lap in. Then they kick him out.
They give
like,
him
all
a
right,
third one.
All right, Randy, yeah, come on up.
They give him a third lap.
He's a pretty producer.
But I would much rather do that than drive my own car. And I drove my own car on the streets of St. Pete today.
But you never owned a Brickyard commemorative pace car.
You didn't drive.
I had the Camaro.
You didn't drive top speed on the track.
No, my car had a governor. I mean, it'd top out at 110.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I do 110 in the Mazda. Yeah. You know, big deal.
Right. No, I mean, it's a different rush. But just the experience of having your own personal car on the Indy 500 track.
I don't even think
it was cool.
No, I'm not saying it's not cool. I'm not saying it's not cool. But I don't think it's even compatible.
Now, back in your day, I mean, I still...
We did the wagons.
My day, too. But do you remember Carburation Day? Do you know what Carburation Day was? It should be a national holiday. I mean, it should be a government-recognized holiday. Carburation Day was back in the old Indy 500. They used to have Carburation Day where they tune the carburetors. And Thursday was the day where they would take the cars out and then they would tune them. That's when everybody would take off work. Everyone would go to the track. Everyone would party all day long. No one went to work. Carburation Thursday was, and still is, legendary in my book. What do you think?
Whatever.
Did you break your carburetor?
I don't even know what a carburetor is.
It's part of the car, the engine that makes the thing go faster.
Yeah, I know.
It's all about carburation.
Yeah, so well, whatever.
You're a carb guy. You're
I am a carb guy. The more carbs, the better. We went to Island Way Grill on Sunday, and I said, I'm going to kill this place.
Yeah.
I mean.
Put damage in it.
Yeah, we did. All right.
I cut carbs with a pizza cutter.
Well, you put. Cut carbs at Torta Pizza.
That's how I cut my carbs.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Snap Some Buck Better Drink and I Sell It.
Hey, this is James Brown from Sporting News Radio, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship teams up with Joe Weider's Olympia Friday, November 3rd at the Orange County Convention Center as Dave Redneck Mundell puts his title on the line against Doug Cold Red Coltrane. Plus, Julian Let Me Bang Lane knuckles up with Marat Lord Pitbull Kazgan. Also, Crystal the Rugged Beauty Pittman versus Jay Nasty, Jordan Rosslyn, and many more bare knuckle fights. Watch it live on the BKFC app. Download it at BKFC.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split End today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Winnie the Pooh, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Every time I think of you, it always turns out good.
Babies.
Every time
we all have babies. That is the babies. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, StaffZone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator. We will be starting, whether it's next week or the week after, a weekly segment on stem cell
Yeah.
What it does, you know, we'll talk about different parts of the body.
It makes you like a baby again.
I don't know.
From what I understand about stem cells,
That's why we're going to have experts on it.
Well, but from what I understand, they inject the stem cells into areas that are damaged. The cells go in unassigned. They don't have a specific duty. They're
religious,
raw.
Religion-wise, they're not assigned?
They're not assigned. They don't have like a origin.
Okay.
So they go in, and then the body assigns them to repair the damaged issues, the shoulder, the knee, the back, the spine, whatever it is. So, yeah, I'm excited to learn more about it. Love to go down to Columbia and try it out, you know, test it out. See.
Good luck.
Why?
Good luck.
Why?
I've been working on mine for 3 years.
Yeah, but you're not an athlete. I mean, us athletes, we need
you
this.
Can't even spell the word athlete, let alone be called one. So, yeah, so we will be starting that here very, very shortly.
speaking of athletes, this weekend, Orlando, Mr. Olympia coming to town. So
that's Friday, right?
Greatest bodybuilding competition on the planet. The Sandow Award is up for grabs.
Who?
It's the Sandow Award.
Who's that?
That's the world's best trophy. They're saying you are the greatest male physique on the planet, that you are the open bodybuilding champion of the world. Arnold Schwarzenegger won it 8 times. Ronnie Coleman, 8 times.
What about Gary Coleman? Heath.
Gary Coleman.
Gary
Coleman. He was the leader of the Smurfs, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Phil Heath, 7-time winner, and possibly from the great state of the Hoosiers, where I am from, Derek Lunsford. He may win his first Sandow this year. It's looking good. Big Rami's out. Hottie had a family emergency. He's no longer the reigning champ. Is no longer in. And yesterday, Nick Walker tore a hamstring. And he's out of the competition, looking like Derek Lunsford.
You can't pose with a torn hamstring?
You can't. I mean, these athletes are, you understand how close the competition is at that level. And the amount of squeezing and force it requires to show separation in the hamstrings, the quads, the glutes. There's no way. He can't. So, but yeah, it's going to be exciting. And we'll have a booth inside with the challenge athletes, the Specially Fit Academy. All 30 of our athletes are competing in the Olympia weekend in the convention center. So that's Saturday all day. Friday night, obviously, BKFC is a part of the same Olympia weekend in the convention center. Orlando's going to be on fire. And I'm excited. I told the world yesterday on Facebook that I have a huge announcement to make. And I was going to break it right now if you're ready for it. Do I get a drum roll or something? Don't we know drummers?
Yeah.
The Mickey D approve of that? Yeah. So,
Mickey D just called that one in.
But so as we know, last week I was speculating that the restaurant was going to close. I wasn't sure if it was the last day. A lot of people don't know if it was satire, if I was being serious. The restaurant is officially closed, and I am now helping sign fighters to create a management company to sign talent, to develop them, to sponsor them. So, athletes, if you're in Orlando this weekend and you want to come be a part of a Roscoe Elite and you want to sign with the best promotion out there, you're going to have demonstrations. I'm going to have other fighters on the card that are going to come and demo the truck. Sign in with me. You'll have access to a type of workout that you can't get anywhere else. And we're going to have a strong team and presence at this week's BKFC. Randy? Okay. So, stem cell Pizza Hut? Did you guys order Pizza Hut?
That's awesome.
Can I get a slice?
we'll wait
till Billy burn it? Because that guy can't cook nothing.
We'll wait till break time. Hold on. Wait till break time. You got six minutes.
It says breathe if you love pizza.
That's the funniest thing ever. Pizza Hut was just delivered to Torta Pizza.
Smells
good. I've said all along.
They're really professional.
That's what I think you guys were doing in the back.
They
anyway.
Do it so well.
Give Steve his pizza back.
No, I mean, I have to make him wait. Traditionally, when he orders, he has to wait 45 minutes to get a slice because Billy's asleep in the back, and he has to burn it 3 times before he makes it correct. So let's just make him wait. You ain't got to wait. Got to wait.
But it's not a tour to pizza. So Billy and you have nothing to do with the Pizza Hut pizza that was just delivered. That is hilarious. That's nice. One of the funniest things I think Steve's ever done.
Man.
Tremendous.
I love it. You are the MVP.
There you go. Now give him his pizza back. Buccaneers last week go down to Buffalo.
Yes.
Go down. They didn't go down to Buffalo. Buffalo is north. They went up to Buffalo to go down and lose.
Get down in rankings.
I'm not sure you could go much lower.
So who are we going to draft? I mean, what are we going to do? How are we going to fix the season, Randy? You called it all along, you know.
First thing that needs to be done by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers ownership is what the Vegas Raiders did.
Bring back Tony Dungy.
Last night.
Yeah.
And that's fire their head coach.
You think Bowles got to go?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I said from the very beginning, Todd Bowles got hired as the new head coach after he literally blew the championship game to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Awful play calling, letting, you know, Cooper Kupp get out of bounds. I thought it was bad. Tony's a good guy. Todd's a good guy. But good guys finish last.
They do a lot of times, unfortunately.
Now, but, I'll tell you who I'd like to see him go get. The same guy they should have gotten when they hired Todd Bowles.
And that is?
And that's Rich Bisaccia.
Okay.
Who was the head coach of the Raiders after the Gruden thing, got let go because of his association with John Gruden. Rich had ties here. He was here back in 02. He's back. He's a special teams guru. Typically, the head coach needs good guys under him.
Right.
Of course. It's not all Todd's fault.
Right.
But, yeah, it's not good.
I mean, I'm not doing anything Sundays. I
mean, neither are they.
I could help out if they need help.
All right, before Steve kills that entire pizza, let's go on break.
Slice.
It is a little early, but
nice.
Pizza talks, we don't. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by what was formerly known as Tour de Pizza, then became Tournament de Pizza. So what's the next name going to be? Pizza by Pizza Hut? It's a good name. All right, we'll be up. You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm James Lofton, and you know who you are on the other side of the dial, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
So good, right?
I haven't tasted crust like this.
Man, best day of my life. It's like the last day of school when the teachers finally like are nice to you. You know, like they're like, oh, you're ready for the summer. Here's a treat. You know, and you get, you know, pizza delivered. And I feel special. Speaking of that, my daughter's got straight A's and B's. So she made a principal's list. So daughters are killing it.
All right. I have a negative thing to respond to you.
All right.
Because I even said this to my wife last night.
Uh-huh.
So somebody posted, my son made straight A's and one B.
Uh-huh.
Then that's not straight A's.
Straight A's and a couple B's.
Uh-huh. How's that straight A's?
That's mostly A's.
Mostly
majority.
A's.
Majority A's.
I'm okay with that. My daughter or son had mostly A's. And a B.
I'm an undefeated fighter, except I lost that one.
Right. Exactly.
Like, it wasn't my night. But, you know,
I do also want to question the flour on your beard, and you haven't made pizza in a week.
Oh, man. I think it's just age.
Oh, now it's age. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted the truth. That's all.
You know, retirement's hard, Randy. It's not easy, like, getting old. You know this. Man.
Last night was Halloween. What is the best and worst Halloween candy?
Probably like those Werther originals, or
that's all my father
or the no name black and orange wrapper candy, like they're like a little.
These are the bad.
Yeah, those are awful.
Well, wouldn't candy corn be the worst?
No, I mean candy corn is the most dangerous. I mean, I saw inflatables with like teeth on them and made them look scary, like candy corns. But candy corn is like spiking diabetes, spiking insulin, killing Americans. I would say candy corn is probably the most deadly of the candies. But I would say the best candy out there, I don't know. They're all good.
Well, my favorite, and you could only get it during Halloween, was Crackles.
What's a Crackle?
Crackle is like...
it's like a Nestle thing?
It's
like
Nestle, but it had like little rice. Yeah, it was awesome.
They don't sell those anymore?
No. And really, you can only get the real little ones in the bag during Halloween. So when I used to do the player show at the press box, somebody there had a relative that worked at the plant. Oh. And I got a big mass. I mean, it was, how big is that?
12 inches.
12 inches by 6-inch brick.
Wow.
It was awesome.
I got, I like the Krabby Patties, the SpongeBob SquarePants.
Why don't you just talk for a while and I can finish this pizza?
It is good. That's that crust, that stuffed crust. You know, if I had a pizzeria, I would do... stuffed crust pizzas. I mean, I would specialize and be the master. I don't know if anybody's ever created a stuffed crust pizza before, but I feel like if I invented one, it would be a huge success.
I think if you ever had a pizzeria, you might make pizza.
I hope not. I really don't want to start now. Look, pizza's too hard. It's too hard. You know, I'll be honest. Can I be honest for one moment?
Once?
For one moment, I'm going to be honest. So we interviewed... we didn't interview. We were just talking to Hogan. And he talked about how when he got the job offer and he went to the bank, he was going to be a banker, went and did a wrestling show over the weekend, and then he heard the roar of the crowd, and it just changed him. And then he came back on Monday, and he declined the job at the bank. He's like, I can't do this. I know he knew right away because of that experience he had that it would change him for the rest of his life. And I feel the same way. Like, I'm in a situation where coming to my restaurant, I deal with adults who are okay with just being minimalist. They're okay with just average, with just survival, just getting by. Like, none of them are in school. None of them are starting businesses. None of them are doing anything to better their tomorrow or their future. So you surround yourself with a bunch of people in this type of mentality, negative mentality, low vibration, you know, no ambition. So you surround yourself with these kind of people for 50, 60, 70 hours a week. And by default, you automatically become a product of your environment. I mean, you see it every day in every situation. And then you go to a situation that I'm at the academy with, the Special Fit Academy. A lot of these kids come from broken homes and no father figure and poor economic backgrounds. But they have heart and they've got discipline and they got ambition and they got the work ethic and they want to be better. They want to have more. They want to thrive. They just don't know how. And they don't have the experience on how to get to the promised land. So once I did that, and I started to be in this role of being a mentor and a teacher and a coach and helping them develop physically on the truck and through static holds and dynamic motions and things to make them better on the football field. Now, I can't surround my day around a bunch of people in a hospitality industry. I can't. It drives me mental. It makes me like feel like I'm wasting time and I'm not making the impact that I am in other places in my life. So I had to make that choice. And so unfortunately for the community and the people that did love Tour de Pizza and love the restaurant and the hospitality side, you know, I will miss those aspects of it. But for my personal well-being and my personal growth, I have no doubt in my heart that I am in the right place doing the right thing with my time, my talent, and my future.
Your time and future.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Yeah.
I mean, now look, I get to travel. I went to the Under Armour Stadium in Baltimore. I'm already in just 6 weeks have experiences I would never have otherwise. To be a part of a program to travel and, you know, helping kids travel. We had 28 kids on one Spirit Airline flight. 18 of them have never been on a plane. You know, so helping them with just how to navigate a ticket, how to go through security, how to check into a hotel, how to check out of a hotel. You know, like there's so many
lights. Hold on a second. Hold on. How do you check out of a hotel?
Well, you walk out.
Yeah, I've never checked. I walk out.
Yeah, but you have to organize your stuff and pack and and meet the times. And like, so there's so many things that I'm doing now that I didn't have the experience of doing before. And you see the instant like growth, you see the instant like maturity and it's reciprocated and you see like all of that. And I don't get any of that when I'm here in the restaurant. So I just had to change my environment. And for all those of you struggling out there and a burned out situation or just not feel like you're moving forward in life or in your career or in your relationships, I just challenge you, look inside, find what makes you happy. And chase it with reckless abandon. Like, and don't let anybody stop you. Never let anybody stop you from true happiness.
Works for me.
And the pizza's delicious. But
maybe open up a Pizza Hut.
You know, one day when I retire, I want to open up a restaurant full of ex-athletes.
Eating all, there or working there?
Both.
Oh, really?
All dominant. Just fastest delivery time.
But you talked about what you're going to do this weekend. Yeah. Let me tell you what I'm going to do this weekend.
Yeah, where are you going?
I think I'm going to play golf on Friday.
Okay.
At an exclusive club down, I didn't realize how far it is. I think the guest that I have coming didn't know it either.
Oh.
It's like 2 hours south of here.
Okay. Sarasota?
Well, it's south of, yeah.
Newton, Short
it's probably,
Charlotte?
It's probably even, yeah.
Or Charlotte?
Even though it said Sarasota County, but
oh.
If it is, I don't know how that's 2 hours. But so I'll be playing golf on Friday.
Okay.
And then I'll be going to the VIP event Friday night with Rodney Atkins and Felice Spencer, who we've had on before. The dude from You're Killing Me Smalls. I believe Dexter Jackson and Dwight Smith.
Nice.
So it'll be a cool. And then Saturday morning, when I explained it to Phil, you know, that when we were offered to go do some things, I said that I'm going to go do what would be third on my list. There's three things we can go do.
Okay.
Fish.
Okay.
Golf. Shoot guns.
Okay.
I said, I think I'm going to do what's third on my list, but the thing I want to do most.
Shoot guns.
Does that make sense, though, what I'm saying? It's third on my list, but it's what I want to do most.
Which is?
Shoot guns. Shoot guns. And it's because I can go play golf.
Right.
I'd rather play golf than shoot guns.
Okay.
I'd rather go fish than shoot guns. But I can call Captain Kelly and go fishing anytime I want.
Uh-huh.
I can call some friends of mine, you know, that run golf courses, or I can pay to go play golf. But to shoot the guns that we're going to be shooting, we're going with special forces. I'm going to go do that on Saturday.
Oh.
Should be cool. That'd
be good.
And then softball Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Rodney Atkins concert Saturday night.
Okay.
In a 2-bedroom condo provided by them.
Nice.
Yeah, it should be fun. And then Sunday, I'll go home and sleep.
All right. Sounds good. Steve going?
Steve, I think is going up to the BKFC on Friday.
Oh, Steve, are you riding with me?
He may come. Well, then he would be shooting down.
Oh, okay. So you can do both.
No.
Sounds good.
And he shakes his head yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to go to the BKFC, Mundell defendant.
Yep, Mundell. Title fight, Lane fighting. Jared Warren, Chris Pittman.
I thought Warren was fighting in Europe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Crystal.
How about I know that?
Oh, You're smart.
Well, no, I don't pay attention. But
yeah, you're right. But he'll be there.
Chris yeah. Mike Perry will be there. Uh-huh. I tried to get him to come down on Saturday and not participate, but he's working on, he has a new promotion. He's a promoter now.
That's nice. Yeah. What's the format? What's the style?
I don't know. I saw it. I reached out to him. We were somewhere at Thursday at the event. I texted him and said, whatever you need.
What's the next big thing? I mean, like, you know, we've had triangles. We've had no ropes. I mean, last week was.
How'd that go? Do you know?
Ken Shamrock. I saw feedback online. I mean, not. I think the.
Here's the feedback I saw.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to comment, but I did.
Okay.
Was Lorenzo there?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
And he got up and he created a scene in the after with the heavyweight right. guy. And
why?
Because he's establishing his dominance and doesn't matter which promotion it is, you know.
No, I'm okay with that. But, I don't think he can fight in Valor.
Right, because he's signed
with BKFC.
Right.
So
I mean, it's his hometown, Jacksonville. You know, it's all a small community of people you're dealing with.
I understand, but it's different. And I like Lorenzo as a person.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I mean, I do. But I think the shenanigans is not Conor McGregor.
Right.
I mean, Conor doesn't even do this stuff.
Right.
Where people would like it because it's Conor. You know, here you're going to look for trouble.
But yeah, Conor did do it in Denver against Mike Perry.
Well, no, he didn't.
He got in the ring. Like, he took the belt.
First of all, he was invited there.
Right.
He was.
You don't think Lorenzo was invited? Ken Shamrock went to his gym earlier in the week
right.
before the thing. He was invited.
Well, and he went to a bunch. I mean, he right. went to Ralph.
So
that's how he got there.
Right.
I don't think that Ken wanted that.
Right, yeah. Because that takes away from like what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad look, though.
Well, I agree. But you see the ropes, no ropes. You see the cage, octagon, squared circles. You've seen four-point, you know, rings.
I'd like the Trigon. I think it's cool.
What's next in the evolution of apparatuses?
Well, they had a pit. They used the pit before, you know, where it was kind of like a ledge that you would step and kind of fall down. I think you should have a form of a pit, but gators. And, you know,
like if, real danger.
Yeah, real
like
danger.
Real animals.
So. What good is it if there's no consequences? All right, so you touch the cage. You stick your fingers in and hold the cage. No consequences. Maybe you get it electrified.
What if we did like an American Ninja Warrior course?
I saw your daughter on hers.
She's a beast. You have two sides, and they got to fight capture the flag style. And
well,
they have to go through obstacle courses and like fight people. And
well, I mean, they've done that. I mean,
fight over
gladiators
pool.
Was similar. But, you know, yeah, I mean, I don't want death. Wouldn't be awful, but...
Whoa.
Some kind of consequences.
Whoa.
I mean,
hold on there. See, people are in a war.
Gladiator was to the death.
Yeah. It's true.
I saw a thing, one of those reels. Now, because we have a producer, I'm learning what reels are. And Russell Crowe was talking about that. He said that when they did Gladiators, he didn't even like the movie. He thought it was awful. He wanted to leave. And he said, normally a script is 103 to 110 pages.
Okay.
There was less than 20. And they improvised and put a lot of that stuff together as they were doing it.
Huh.
You know, so for it to be as successful as it was, you know, is pretty interesting. All right, so I mentioned it at the beginning of the show. Your football rankings are out.
Okay.
Georgia dominating. Have dominated the list. Have won the last national title. The first top four came out. They're not one.
Georgia's not one.
Georgia's not
Who's
one.
Number one?
Ohio State is ranked
Get
number one.
Get out of yep. here.
Ohio State is one.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Why? For ratings?
I don't know about
For
that.
Money?
You know, again, I'm the naive guy. You know, kind of like you go back to, you know, was it staged with the Ngannou fight? I say no. I don't think voters care who's ranked one or two, three or four. I mean, they may care down the road, you know, down the five, down the six. It doesn't matter who's 1, 2, 3, 4 right now.
Who's even close to Georgia? Who's even played them to where it's close?
I don't know.
Well, I think they're...
But who's... You know, also, and again, I can't tell you. I don't know who they've played, either one. And I don't know the scores. So, look at some of the SEC schools that Georgia's playing, who may not be, you know, dominant. You know, they destroyed Florida at the cocktail party. I saw a report that they were at the world's largest cocktail party in North Georgia. except for the games in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Now, I thought they were trying to be funny, and they meant to say South Georgia.
Okay. Or North Florida.
Or North Florida, which right. is what it is. But they said North Georgia. They're not even close.
There's a lot of mistakes. The journalism is not what it used to be. Like, there's new. I didn't even know there was a newspaper until Steve brought me one last week, 2 weeks ago. Now I'll catch up on all the news that happened 3 days earlier. You know, I was really excited.
Let's hit a break.
Huh?
Let's hit a break.
Get some more pizza?
Yeah, more pizza. We
this is the best day. Like, it's like the end of school. It's like the farewell, like your graduation.
Is this the Goodwill boxes we can go through?
That's a classic art. You know, all prints for sale.
Yeah. All right. Oh, take three steps. We're three steps out the door here at Tournament of Pizza.
Three paintings. Three for 20.
We'll be.
Hey, this is Danny Sheridan from USA Today, and you're talking sports with, I hate to say this, with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Rick Barry, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Without a doubt, without question, this is the best pizza I've had at Tournament of Pizza since it's been open.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And it's from Pizza Hut.
Well, I've had low-quality people. That's why I got away from them all. I closed the doors on myself. I had the wrong people. Can't build an organization. I watched a YouTube video you're talking about, the Reels, the other day. This guy talking about, the question came in, it's like, hey, I own a mobile car detailing business, and I'm a master at what I do. He's like, what do you think is the best way? Should I hire somebody? How should I grow and scale? And he says, I don't like the business plan. It's like, once you step aside and you trust someone else to pay them 15, 20 bucks an hour to clean other people's cars, they're not going to be nearly as motivated. It's not their reputation. The quality will go down, and it's going to be extremely hard to scale. And in my restaurant world, the same thing. Once I got to a certain point, I had to delegate. You know, in the very beginning, it's just me. I can answer the phone call. I can make all the food. I can do all the prep. And I control every aspect of the experience. But as it grew and I got more busy, I had to delegate customer service and then prep girl and then cook. And then if I took the night off, I was at the mercy of those people coming together to create one purpose. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
For sure.
My reputation was damaged.
It was bad enough.
Because of them.
Right.
Right. So I have to get into an industry where I don't require other people to be successful. You know, I can just be part of a team where I do my role. And I can help somebody else build like his vision. Like Mark's vision for the school, for our future, for what we're doing with the academy is unbelievable. It's unprecedented. And I'm honored to be a part of that. So that's what I'm putting my energy into. But you're right. Unfortunately, the quality that came out of this restaurant when I stepped aside 6 weeks ago, it just went downhill quick. And, it's unfortunate because, you know, in the real world, I created an opportunity for people who didn't have a future of doing something else.
And it's if they a job.
But for them, it's a job. But right. If they would have come together and right. realized, hey, if we build this, we care. We treat it like it's our own. We're going to benefit from more pay, more hours, more gratuity from the guests.
Hold on. Here's the problem with everything you're saying. Yeah. First, let's go back to the Super Bowl when the food guy agreed with me and not you, you know, about quality and it needs to be consistent and whatever. The problem is it's just a job for people that work here.
Right.
Most of those people that worked here under you are still working here.
Yeah.
So it's, right. Nothing changes for them.
Sure.
So they're going to do the what they did before. Maybe the pizza guy or whatever in the back is gone, and they'll find somebody else if they're going to do food. But that's the problem in life.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and it's just a job. And I try to explain this to fanatics, you know, which are known as fans in the sports world. These are just jobs for these athletes.
Yeah.
Nothing more. They pride themselves. It's their job.
Sure.
You know, is it any different? And I'm not saying this is a negative thing to a football player. But if a football player gets caught for holding, hey, he's not doing it on purpose, stuff happens. And they don't take it. It's not that they don't take it as seriously, because they do. But they can brush it off a whole lot easier than a fan can.
Sure.
A fan's like, there was something, and I wished I remembered what it was. We were talking about, maybe it's here. I don't remember. A guy said that if he was to go meet somebody, he was going to punch him in the face because he cost him on his Quinella, you know, on his gambling ticket.
Okay. I don't think it was here.
Well, no. I'm not saying here. I'm saying it might be this event this weekend. I don't remember, but it's somebody that I know or whatever. A, you're not going to punch somebody, blah, blah, blah. But B, you're a fan.
Mm-hmm.
You're gambling. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's just his job.
Right.
And he lost. Whatever. The guy throws a bad pitch, and it's a grand slam.
Speaking of holding, the Kelce brothers, they have their podcast that they do, right? Travis and Jason.
Uh-huh.
And so they're talking to, I think it's Edelman. I think they had him on the show. And they're talking about he used to always wear those red-colored gloves because he was always into, like, standing out and being flashy and fashionable. Always had his red gloves on, his signature look. And I guess he got a penalty held a holding call. Belichick on the sidelines, like, what do you expect? You're wearing red gloves on white uniforms, right, of your opponent. Like, everybody can see you. He's like, Ernie up in the box can see your hold. He's like, would you wear gloves that match the uniform? Because it's so every time somebody plays the Chiefs, the opponents always wear red gloves because it matches makes the jersey
sense.
Color.
Makes sense.
And the ref can't see the hold.
Yeah, makes so. Sense. And then the flip side is every play it's a hold.
Every play.
I mean, let's be honest.
If you really want to stop every play,
absolutely,
you can stop every play. Like, you know, it just depends on the refs and who's getting greased on the backside.
I don't remember which game it was, and I put a post up on one of the social medias that I can't even watch football anymore.
It's hard.
You hit a quarterback in the head, it's a penalty.
Yeah.
You slap his helmet just as your hand flips over, it's a penalty.
Yeah.
You hit him in the knees, it's a penalty. You take him down, it's a penalty. How do you stop this?
It changes the gameplay. It changes everything. You know, it's awful, you know.
The Sanders hit at Colorado where he got thrown out of the game.
Yeah, what targeting. Was that for?
It's
he hit him with a shoulder.
Right.
Was it head?
Well, no, I think it was him. It was targeting because the receiver wasn't expecting to be hit.
You're a football player on a field of play.
I agree.
You expect to get hit at any point. You should get hit at any point. Right? You're too soft if you're like, oh, I'm safe. Like, they're not safe.
It's unwatchable. You know, a lot of it is unwatchable. We'll see how watchable it is on Sunday when the Bucks head to Houston.
Oh.
To take on the Texans. I almost called him.
Hopefully Derek Lewis will be out of jail by then. Maybe he can go to the game.
Doesn't he fight this weekend?
Or no, is he Houston? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Texas. I think he fights this weekend.
Okay.
They're down in São Paulo.
Oh, Brazil?
Unless you know another São Paulo.
Well. Not off the top of my head. I'm sure there is one.
I'm sure there is one.
I mean, there's different names of every city everywhere. I mean, so we live in St. Pete, or you live in St. Pete, Florida.
I don't live in St. Pete.
No, you're near St. Pete, Florida, and that's the same as St. Petersburg, Russia.
Uh-huh.
Well, same.
I'm sure there's more than two St. Petersburgs.
What happened to Russia? They still doing their war? I haven't heard nothing from them.
Yeah, you don't hear nothing about it.
Nothing. Right?
Should I get real political?
Yeah, go get it.
Should I?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's what I said. Should happen.
Make sure you tell everybody you're Jewish. Where's that?
I don't need to. Yeah, okay, what I'm going to tell you will pretty much prove that point. So you brought up about what happened at the airport in Russia.
Yeah.
Here's what I suggest. I think Israel should send another plane.
Full of?
Not civilians.
Military.
Yeah.
Just
open the gate, let them come up. Stuff happens.
I mean, so have you seen anything in your circles? Like, I mean, obviously, you say it's coming here to the U.S. soil. It's going to be like by lone wolves or people acting out. You know, it's not organized, right? It's not organized. You think it's going to be organized?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really? On U.S. soil?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, first, it's easy to get.
Because your daughter got hate mail emails from posting a photo of her trip to Israel with just a Knockout Radio shirt.
Well, and a lot of schools are reaching out. Like, you know, there's a lot of protests going on.
Right.
So a lot of the schools are reaching out to their alumni and their students. You know, be careful. Don't confront. You know, but how many people would not confront and walk away? And how many people would be like you?
What do I do?
I'm saying you would go get involved. I would go get involved.
Oh, yeah. I just need an excuse to get involved.
Natan Levy. You think Natan Levy is going to walk away?
No, not at all. But I don't even have a side, really. I'm not picking. I don't care. I just like the conflict.
You like conflict.
I'm just ready to get involved. Right. I don't really care which side I'm on.
And where I stand, and let's be perfectly clear, you know, because I've been called out, I don't have a problem with the Palestinians. It's Hamas.
Yeah.
That's, right. You know.
Right. The Palestinians did nothing wrong.
Right.
Right.
So it's innocent people that are being killed on both sides.
But we do have a UFC fighter, I don't know if you follow his Instagram, Abdul Karim Al Savadi.
He's pissed you just pronounced his name wrong.
But. Oh. How do you say Kareem?
I don't know.
Kareem. But he's, I think he's Palestinian. So he's been posting on, you know, his side of the conflict, you know. So you have, you know, obviously in the fight community, you've got people from all over the world.
Well, and that's where people go off. Like it's, you know, you're standing with Israel, you're standing with Palestine. Nobody's standing with Hamas, even though there are some that
are. There are. Well, yeah.
You know, there was a college that they said what a great job they're doing. And a guy that's donated, I forget who it was, millions and billions, said, that's it.
You know, that's
why. Yeah. He stopped. You know, because of anyway, we're supposed to be sports related, so let's get back to sports. Bellator getting ready to cease all production. Thoughts on that? Well, Bellator is being bought out by PFL.
Oh, okay, all right.
So,
do you like the merger?
Yeah, who cares?
Doesn't matter.
No.
I mean, Endeavor doesn't change UFC. I mean,
no, none of that changes anything.
Nothing.
You know what was weird, and it's kind of been commented on. The Undertaker and Vince McMahon was at the fight in Saudi Arabia.
They did.
But then they left. They have an event this Saturday. Do you think they're flying all the way home and then turning around and going back? The Undertaker may not be going, but wouldn't Vince go? I'm going to say no.
So why would he not go?
Why would he go?
It's their event.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think he goes to them all anymore.
No.
Just like Joe Rogan doesn't. I'm still trying to find out. We had somebody come up to us at the event on Thursday and said they were Joe Rogan's sister.
Really?
Isn't that kind of just... Yeah.
Really?
So I emailed Eddie Bravo and sent a picture. I go, is this really Joe Rogan's sister?
What did he say?
Well, he didn't get back to me.
Huh. But doesn't Dana White go to every event?
No.
No?
No.
Does he go to all the UFC events in the U.S.?
No. I don't think so.
Really?
I mean, he's cut it back.
I thought he was like notorious for like always never missing his kid's soccer game.
Right.
He would take a direct flight. Like
he did something in Brazil where he went down for Brazil, like the press conference on Thursday or something, flew home for the football game, and then flew back. That's the advantage when you have your own jet.
Sure, of course.
You're not flying, coach.
Right. Not waiting in security at Delta.
I saw a great thing about Dana. So Dana's like, he was talking about gambling. He said, if you have $100, and you go to the casino and you win $100, get the hell out of there.
Right.
He goes, if I go and put $75,000 down and I win back-to-back hands, I'm gone. I'm not there for the entertainment.
Right.
I'm there to make money. I'm there to win money. You know, because he's gotten, I don't want to say a bad rap, but, you know, he's there. He wins a lot. He tips big, supposedly, which has upset some of the other whales in these casinos. You know, people think Dana's an ass. You know, and it's like anything. It's, you know, I've said this about other athletes and celebrities. Don't believe everything you read.
Right. For sure.
If you've had an encounter, then that's one thing. But until you have an encounter, you don't know what set them off. It could have been a stupid question. It could have been, you know, anything.
Well, I saw a clip of him gambling with, I think it was a fan experience that they had won. And he threw a bunch of chips on the guy's circle. Then somebody else threw a bunch of chips on, and the guy hit a blackjack, won a ton of money. So it was like a really good look, you know, Dana caused.
2 hours down, 1 hour to go. We will continue this shenanigans waste of time when we return.
Black or red?
After the, you always go green. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and by
That's why you win no money.
The triple zeros. Zero. Chicago Green, talking about red Lebanese. A dirty roan
and a silver coke spoon. Give me my... This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I want you to want me.
Hello, hello, this is Robin Zander. I want you to listen to Randy Harris. That's right, he's my friend.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength, and
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.